This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Donald Trump has formally accepted the Republican Party nomination for president to run for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a setting, Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the past 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the last 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over the disease that so far has taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to soon begin crisscrossing the country to make his case for a second term. It is believed Joe Biden will start a busy travel schedule of his own soon as well. To this point, he's largely weathered the pandemic from his home in the state of Delaware. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, has announced he's resigning because of poor health, ending his run at the head of the world's third biggest economy. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference he is stepping down, quote, "with the belief that I cannot continue being prime minister if I do not have the confidence that I can carry out the job entrusted to me by the people." He said he had decided to leave office now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support, I'm leaving my post with 1 full year left in my term." U.S. markets are poised to open higher, with the Dow Jones futures showing strength after yesterday's bold advance. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei index lost almost a point and a half with the news that Prime Minister Abe was stepping down. This is VOA News. Here in the United States, the storm named Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it continues to cause heavy rain and tornadoes as it moves inland from the path of death and destruction it left on the U.S. Gulf of Mexico coast. Close to 1 million homes and businesses are without electric power, and weather forecasters say Laura could still pose a major threat to the densely populated east coast of the United States. With winds of up to 150 miles an hour, Laura was one of the most powerful hurricanes on record. At least 6 people died. A full assessment of damages is not expected for days. The state of Louisiana was hardest hit, but it could have been much worse. Governor John Bel Edwards says the hurricane fell short of the catastrophic proportions that were predicted. Still, he described, in his words, a tremendous amount of damage. French President Emmanuel Macron travels to Beirut next week to pressure local politicians into moving ahead with the creation of a government that can implement urgent reforms. A French official said it was time for Lebanese political parties to temporarily step aside and ensure a regime of change was put into place. Gambia's President Adama Barrow has extended a state of emergency in mainland Africa's smallest nation as coronavirus cases have surged. Gambia, with a population of just over 2 million, has reported more than 2,700 infections since the outbreak in March and 93 deaths. Cases have increased exponentially in the country, prompting the government to reimpose restrictive measures. The global pandemic numbers, a case count of almost 24.5 million and 832,000 deaths. The World Health Organization says countries should actively test people to find coronavirus cases, even if they are mild or don't show symptoms. The advice comes days after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention switched its guidance to say asymptomatic people do not need to be tested, even if they've been in contact with those known to be infected. Reuters is reporting that China's factory activity likely expanded at a slightly faster pace in August, fueled by rising infrastructure spending and improving global demand. This as the Chinese economy continues to recover from the coronavirus crisis. Floodwaters in Sudan have reached the highest levels on record, killing dozens of people, destroying thousands of homes, and encroaching on some neighborhoods of the capital, Khartoum. The flooding comes despite Ethiopia starting to fill the reservoir behind a giant new dam, which is expected to help Sudan control future floods. This year's unprecedented water levels have left unusually large tracts of farmland submerged in Sudan, and residents around Khartoum can only watch anxiously as rising waters threaten their homes. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.